please find a seat. We want to get started because we are limited on time today, and we're getting just a bit of a late start due to mechanical problems, which we're all used to being in the beef industry. So I want to welcome you all here today. I am Craig Uden, chairman of the Federation State Beef Councils, and I'd like to introduce Hank Maxey from the CBB. We're here to talk to you today about the proposed new committee structure that involves the Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Councils. Now I want to turn it over to Mr. Maxey.
That both the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Council adopted a new joint committee agreement at the Cattle Industry Convention last winter. That was a document that specified how the committees would be formed, what the leadership would be, numbers on committees, and how they would vote in things such as this. Given the spirit of change, both groups in the discussions of the committee structure, in the discussions at dinner at night, in the discussions at the bar, talk a lot about the number of committees. And both groups saw an opportunity to examine how these committees were put together and what committees we share jointly and how those committees work together to form the plan of work for the checkoff. Both boards asked their representatives to go back to the table and work jointly on examining the current committee structure to see how it would best fit today's checkoff industry. The representatives that performed this task, from CBB, and I think we've got them here, and if you all will stand up, Will Frazee, Ted Gradonis, and Dan Dursky. And from the Federation, of course, Craig, David Dick, Richard Gephardt, and Scott George.
Thank you, Hank. This joint working group talked on the phone, and we met in person for a full day in Denver, actually a day and a half, on May 29th and 30th. The joint working group reviewed the draft structure presented to the boards in February, and we reviewed many other committee models. The model that best fits to find the model that would best fit our needs for today. The results of those eight leaders working in spirit was presented to both the CBB Executive Committee and the NCBA Executive Committee in June of this year. The NCBA Committee asked to take some additional time to discuss the proposal, and then this has now been unanimously approved by the NCBA Executive Committee. The CBB Executive Committee unanimously recommended the proposal to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. The CBB will discuss the proposal at its business session one, immediately following this joint meeting. As a kickoff point to the discussion, the working group discussed and agreed upon five critical success factors for an optimal committee structure. This is extremely important that we felt. We ask ourselves, if we had the best committee structure, what would that structure look like? And it's presented up here before you today. These five critical success factors the group came up with, the group thought it was absolutely imperative that the new committee structure align with the beef industry long-range plan. Since both the CBB and the Federation adopted this plan, it was a natural fit. The group also agreed to that when it came to domestic consumers, we know the checkoff-funded research that certain specific things drive their purchases. Because that group was dedicated to making knowledge-based decisions when it came to the committees, they agreed that these consumer demand drivers should play an important part in shaping the domestic consumer demand work of the checkoff. Number three, we wanted the flexibility to change committee structure to accommodate changes in the consumer environment and the industry was key. Number four would be efficiency in the decision making. Checkoff decision makers on the committees must have a greater understanding of the broad scope of work the checkoff does. We thought that was extremely important. How it all fits together as well as an understanding of the current big picture consumer environment the checkoff operates within. And number five, the committee structure should engage committee members in a strategic discussions about the work of the checkoff and provide them with ownership through decisions that made on how to advise the operating committee and the staff involved in its execution.
Presenting this structure is not the most exciting and fantastic thing because of the structure. But when you really look at the scope of work that goes on within the structure and how the work flows through it, then it becomes more exciting. And Craig and I, as we're going through it, sometimes it can get bland and it's in the details, but when you follow through about how the plan of work will happen is when the excitement comes in and to follow how things will go. As a reminder, here are the vision and mission statements of the current beef industry long-range plan. Unification of the beef industry along the goals of the long-range plan is the vision of the plan itself. The new committee structure places the checkoff in a more unified position to make strategic decisions. If you review the long-range plan, you'll find these four core strategies right up front. They are in total six core strategies to the long-range plan, but these four are the ones that the working group said were appropriate for checkoff funding. With the first one, it's important to note that the long-range plan working group worded these very carefully. You'll note that the goal is to improve domestic preference for beef, not demand. Of course, beef demand involves volume and price. The long-range plan committee knew that we, both the industry, in fact, and the checkoff also, have more direct control over improvement of consumer preference, but not so much control over improvement in beef demand due to our inability to control price. The second one, the opportunities in global markets for U.S. beef continues to grow, and those opportunities deserve a dedicated strategy both in the industry and in the checkoff. Beef and beef products are being attacked more now than ever before. The long-range plan group said that the industry should focus on proactive ways to strengthen our image in the consumer environment. The long-range plan group envisioned this core strategy as involving telling positive production stories about beef, capitalizing on beef's heritage and brand equity, enhancing consumer trust in our product, all areas that the checkoff is currently working on. And lastly, similarly, attacks on the industry make it more and more difficult to do business as a beef producer. The industry and the checkoff can work to protect the consumer environment, thereby protecting beef producers' future and freedoms. In fact, the industry long-range plan documents ways that definition and communication about sustainable beef production falls under this long-range plan core strategy, as does countering activist organizations that interfere with our freedom to use technology or to care for land and cattle. This is work the checkoff is currently doing. In January of 2009, Dr. James Minert at Kansas State reported on checkoff-funded research into beef demand drivers and enhanced opportunities. This research found several key things drive consumers to buy beef at a higher price. In other words, these are the key factors that drive demand for beef. Even though Dr. Minert found that the economy has the primary role in beef demand, he found that these things, which we can work against, unlike the economy, significantly influence consumers' decisions. Further, when he combined results from this research with other research results, he found that consumers want consistently high-quality beef products that are nutritious, flavorful, tender, safe, healthy, and convenient. The committee's structure working group took this consumer research very seriously and make the demand drivers an integral part of the proposed committee structure, second only in importance to the core strategies of the long-range plan. Together, the core strategies and consumer demand drivers form the framework of the proposed new committee structure.
There are four committees in the proposed structure. They are the ones up top: domestic consumer preference, global growth, beef's image, and freedom to operate. These should look familiar. Of the four committees, one of the committees has subcommittees based on demand drivers, just like we discussed, domestic consumer preference. Because beef demand driver research applies only to domestic demand, and because a large majority of checkoff funding goes to enhancing domestic consumer preference, these subcommittees are appropriate at this time. Convenience, safety, value, nutrition and health, and taste. This doesn't keep the other three committees from forming subcommittees if they require them to perform work efficiently. As one working group member said, we talked through potential structures, but once we combined the long-range plan core strategies with the consumer beef demand drivers, the entire structure made sense. Keep in mind, one of the strengths of this proposed structure is indeed the size of the committees. That allows for a diversity of opinions and inputs from producers knowledgeable and interested in multiple program areas. This will further allow for more strategic thinking on the part of the committees. The next step after arriving at a committee structure the group was comfortable with was to go back and make sure the structure met all the critical success factors they identified. One of the greatest strengths of the proposed structure is that it allows much greater collaboration across multiple program areas, all of which are working against the same long-range plan core strategy. This makes program advisory committee input to the operating committee much more comprehensive. It also means that program committee recommendations are more solution-focused and cross-functional, since they take in more than a single program area. In times of shrinking checkoff budgets, this kind of thinking has never been more important to the checkoff focus and strategy. We already mentioned how the proposed structure aligns committees with a larger strategic focus contained in the LRP.
As you all are very aware, especially over the last month, our industry can change and morph from what we think it should be to what we don't want it to be in a hurry. And one of the key factors in the new structure allows for the checkoff committees to be flexible to update as the long-range plan changes. The long-range plans years ago were every 5 years. When the long-range plan group met the last time, they set them up on 3-year terms. And this allows us to realign with consumers if the long-range plan dictates it. It also allows us to realign with consumers if the demand driver research indicates that change is in order. It also gives committee members to see more checkoff work and be involved and engaged at a strategic level, understanding the scope and breadth of the checkoff work more fully across committees. From this diagram, you can see how the information will flow at winter and summer meetings. All committee members, all of us here today, will have the opportunity to attend an industry scan session based on demand. A beef industry overview, including status of research on consumers, the consumer environment, etc., will be contained in this session. It'll put us all on the same page. We'll understand what we need to do and where we need to go. That would be followed up by meetings of the subcommittees in the consumer driver, in the domestic preference committee. These committees would gather and discuss the final recommendations. The subcommittees would meet to discuss the smaller and real work of the checkoff. And after that, these committees would join back together with their main committee to get together all the information that was put together to form their ARs. And then these recommendations would be forwarded to the operating committee. I know this has been short and concise, but that's the proposal. It's different. It's a change. But it is strategically based, and it is solution-focused. And we're proud of it. CBB members will discuss CBB's role in these committees and proposed structure further in our business session, which will immediately follow this session in the same room.
Thing about this proposal, it's very flexible, and it's It's like turning a big boat. It doesn't take as much time to react, and it addresses issues. The Federation will also continue our discussion in the Federation Forum immediately following this joint session. We'll meet in the ballroom 4 next door, I believe it is, and we would like any questions that you may have at this time. And we do encourage questions because we know there's got to be some out there. So with that, I believe we'd be ready for some questions. And if you would, if you have a question, we've got a couple mics there if we need them. Short and sweet.
We'll take questions now. We'll take them in our individual sessions. We'll take them later. We'll take them early. We'll take them late. Craig's, I got his cell phone number. You can call him after 12 tonight. I'll take him till 12. Put that on the screen.
Is this on?
Yes.
I have a question. How many hours have y'all worked on this proposal? How much time have you taken out of your private lives to come up with a solution for the joint committees?
No idea.
Quite a few.
Countless. Yep. Countless hours and meetings and so forth. Could we, to simplify this whole thing, could we say that maybe this proposal for joint committees is kind of like policy in an organization. Not policy, but policy matters could be changed, and they would be like subcommittees, whereas the committees would be like the bylaws, would take tremendous effort to change those or update them. But this would allow adaptation and flexibility and efficiencies that we've not seen in the past. And we all know that we need to do more with less in the future for our industry.
Where this thing is tied into the long-range plan, that can change. So this whole thing can change with it. And that's where we get a little quicker reaction and a little faster reaction to whatever the issue might be that's facing our industry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Laurie Bryant, for anyone that doesn't know me. Just looking at it, in that domestic demand committee, the overall committee, are all ARs relating to the marketing, you know, the food service activities, the retail, et cetera, going to be considered and presented at that large committee, or is there going to be discussion of ARs in the smaller committees that feed into it? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Both.
So there'll be initial discussion in the smaller committees, then they'll come together. So from a staff point of view, where would they make their presentations, or do they do it twice?
I think the vision is, as we go forward, that the staff would make their presentations in the subcommittees. The subcommittees would make a recommendation to the large committee for adoption of the AR or recommendation of the AR or not, and the larger committee would act on the recommendation of the subcommittee. It's kind of like it happens now with the information committee and the subcommittees of public relations and issues management. Those subcommittees make recommendations to the larger committee, sort of like that now.
So can I just continue?
Go ahead.
And clarification, you may have ARs presented to, the same AR presented to two or more subcommittees, and then they would go forward and one may recommend it and one may not, but that's not a problem. But that is that the way you envisage it?
There would be different components of that AR presented at the subcommittees, and then when those groups get together, they would combine those within the committee meeting after the subcommittees meet. That's okay. Where we get the cross-function within committees working together. And part of that, it brings more people to the table to look at it from different sides. And the other part of it, in my mind, it makes us a better advocate for the checkoff. A lot of us, and I know a lot of us have our own committees that we've been on for 4 years or 3 years or 5 years, and we like our committee, whether it's safety, nutrition, health, and that's what we want to do. That's our passion. But a lot of times when we finish our work or our 6 years at the checkoff, that's what we know. We know safety top to bottom. We know nutrition top to bottom, but we don't know the other part. We don't know advertising. And this, Lori, by having it where it's crossed over, more eyes see it, more of us become engaged through the whole process. And when we leave, we're better advocates of knowing how that process worked and better able to explain it out. And we've had more ideas and input from a larger number of people into each AR to better help the operating committee make better decisions.
Thank you. That's clearer.
Yeah. You could, Laura, you could have three components that fall under domestic that would be presented in those three subcommittees, and then they would be formulated. But you would have a broader base of people that would see where the plan of work is. What this thing does, forever we've had these 13 committees, and everybody went in, dug down, and did what they needed to do. Then that work was combined. Excuse me. And brought back and formulated into ARs. This will give an opportunity for committee members to have a broader view of what's going on, dive deeper, and then also by doing this work, they will see how an AR is more fully developed and it'll be forwarded on. So there'll be more of the process instead of less.
Based on the joint committee agreement, the Federation's officers will assign, just like we've always signed up, you've got the list of, that's what CB always sign up, you've got three choices is how we do it, which committee you would like to sit on. Then officers will segregate those down, and of course it will be in the five subcommittees of consumer preference and then the three other committees. Whichever you choose. Now, those subcommittees will come back together and meet. And if you'll look, and I think it's on some of the information you received, where your committee has generally functioned, they were listed in some of the information you received, so you know that the committee you had been on has a function in one or two or three or four of the boxes. If you want to stay focused on what you like, there will be a lot of that, and you can pick and choose where you would like to be. Correct. One. Yeah.
For example, safety falls into, I think, three or four categories as well as PR. If you're a PR and you want to work in, you'll take that PR function and then you'll choose one of those five. But now, domestic will be a larger total number because those subcommittees will have to go in and break out and then they'll come back into their large committee. That all needs to be worked out when we do an agreement. If this goes through.
That's a question. I'm going to use a bit of a metaphor. How many people here have cowboy boots on? A lot of people. How many people have tennis shoes on? I do. The reason is there's very few real people here. How will we get any sort of impact on the committee? Because most of the pitch is going to be on people, where it should be, because we're on most of the process. I'm getting a little lost here.
I'm going to need you to come to the microphone. I didn't hear all of it. I got the boots and the shoes. And
My question is, I'm involved in the wheel industry.
Okay.
Okay, we've had a wheel committee because we deal with different issues than you folks do. How do we get a voice in this? Because we're sort of like crying in the woods a little bit.
Okay, I want to try to address that. As we moved into this, and Veal would, and I would invite you to come to the next door for the next meeting, okay? Veal will have a place housed under NCBA, and they will have their own working group. And then when it's not on this diagram, but they will come through, because their dollars come through the Federation, they will be a working group, and then as they come up with ARs, those ARs then will go back through the domestic, whether it falls under safety or taste or new product development, say, and convenience. So I'd be happy to work with you on that. But I think if you can come to the next meeting, we can address some of those issues.
Mr. Jim Steinbeiser, Federation from Montana. Without policy members a part of our committees anymore, how do you envision us dealing with policy matters? Some of these issues that affect the checkoff in building beef demand or any particular issue, beef safety, sometimes they'll have a element in them that will need to be solved in Washington, D.C. How do you envision that happening?
That'd be me again. Jim, can I have you come to the next meeting as we address that issue? Right now we're talking on the joint, the Federation and the CBB working on this plan. There will be an answer to your question in the next hour.
Well, Craig, I would touch on that one. There is an answer here. In the joint working agreement that the Federation and the CBB passed at Winter Convention, how that's addressed, there will be no vote from policy in the checkoff program committees, but everybody's invited. All organizations, all political organizations are invited, and the leadership training that's going to be done for the leaders of these committees are going to recognize those folks, and when there's issues that pertain to legislation, then any policy organization that has input will be asked for their input at that time on those committees. So, yes, that component is still there. No, the policy does not have a vote on the checkoff issue, but by golly, the checkoff people want the input from the policy organizations when it affects the decisions they need to be made.
And, Jim, there's one other thing as we go back, if we could go back to the focus or the As we go back to the industry scan, this will be everything on the table of what we're facing on an industry, and that is where some of the policy components will be identified as well. But the checkoff work will go do their work, and then there will be an avenue for policy to sit in on all these meetings and then form their plan of work. Go ahead.
So if we're looking at that picture, what's the timeline during the day, like Friday's committee day? Will the subcommittees meet first, then they get together with the four committees? How do you make the day look?
We didn't want to put the cart before the horse as far as staff trying to plan out exactly how everything flowed. We've put together kind of we took a lot of rectangles to represent meetings and put them in spaces. And it looks to us like it will work without increasing the amount of time in the meeting. So I think we'll be able to do it in the same amount of time that we already have for meetings. The flow would be that if you look at the Global Growth, Beef Image, and Freedom to Operate committees, those committees will be addressing ARs just at the same time as the subcommittees would be addressing ARs for the Domestic Preference Committee. So we think the timing will work out pretty well. Those committees may need longer. The Global Growth, Beef Image, they meet for longer. So the subcommittees would meet first, and then that Domestic Preference Committee would meet. But we kind of put the boxes in the places, and it looks like it'll all flow. We'll have to put the details together after we know if you all want to do it. But it looks like from this end, it'll flow very nicely without increasing meeting time.
I looked on you gave a flow chart before, a different flow chart than this, and I noticed that you had issues management in two different areas. You had them if you go back to that one, you have them both in the beef image and in the freedom to operate. Are you going to be able to get to both committees at once?
Yes, I think we can. One reason we put that in there, the image is kind of the protection side. The freedom to operate is kind of the pro side of issues management. So, yes. And again, in this, as we work into how the meeting structures are going to be, there'll probably be more discussion there on how everything fits, but that is our plan, that everything should flow. Any more questions? Yes. No, where everything, we'll see what the beef industry numbers are, because that's what's going to determine both sides as far as the number of folks. We will work that out as we move forward with this, so it's a nice balance. We want to have ample people in the subcommittees, but not too many there and too few in other spots. So, or too many there and too few in other spots. So we will work on that. But as you remember in the roles and responsibility document, when we put that together, as we agreed on that agreement, that everything is on a consensus, this is on a two-thirds vote. So that takes out some of the issues as far as any voting issues or stuff like that. But well, we will balance those folks out. Yes, go ahead.
I'm not sure if what you meant is every federation director will have a committee assignment and every CBB member will have a committee assignment. That's how we know how many people. Yeah.
And we envision that to be on a percentage basis, knowing that both sets of numbers change. And like Craig said, we want to have enough people on those subcommittees to be able to make decisions if somebody's not there. But that when we don't want to have too many on there, so when they get back together to combine all their work, that it's not too big of a group, and then the balance will be spread between the other committees. So somewhere around a 50-17-17% or a 40-20-20, and then that way we won't have to change specific numbers in documents and vote on those every year. It'll just flow with the number of people.
Well, again, this thing is based on the long-range plan. And that long-range plan now is being looked at and formulated every 3 years. So this structure can change with the long-range plan. Because up top are the strategies tied to the long-range plan. So if they change, so will that committees. Okay? Down the side today, we have the five identified drivers. Okay? If something becomes a new driver and something falls out, that'll be changed. And yes, global growth, beef image, and freedom to operate all have mechanisms to add a task force or a subcommittee as deemed necessary if the need arises. I'm going to have Paul address that because this does not. When we broke this out and looked at it, I'll start, Al, and then I'll come back. I'll let Paul finish. When we had the 13 different committees, as we looked where they fit, they fit all, like research, for example, fits down all the consumer drivers, I believe, but taste. And then it'll also fit under global growth because there'll be some research possibly needed there, and there'll be some research scattered through all the way through here because of freedom to operate and also beef's image. So we'll have to have that research component. Research will fit basically in most of these categories, as a lot of committees will today. It won't specifically be one type of research like beef safety research. It'll be you'll have it under convenience, you'll have it under safety. You'll have to choose which part of the research component you want to belong to. Nutrition will have a research component. Go ahead, Paula.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that no program area is called out in this committee structure. It's based on consumers and their preferences. So if you're interested in safety research, you'll be in the safety subcommittee of the Domestic Consumer Preference Committee, along with the safety public relations people and the safety issues managed people, and everybody who's interested in the safety area. So if you are interested in safety public relations, you'll also get to see safety research and safety issues management, and safety messaging to the retail area and safety messaging to the food service area. So everything about safety will be dealt with in the safety subcommittee, including research. Let's say Craig said maybe taste wouldn't have a research component, but I might disagree with him and say our product enhancement research definitely applies to how we address taste in the consumer market. So anything that addresses the taste demand driver that consumers have told us they want would be addressed in the taste subcommittee. I hope that makes sense.
Any more questions? Well, if not, I guess we'll have a little break before we start to the next meetings. But Federation, I sure welcome you to come into the next door. Thank you for your participation and your attentiveness.